Hello, this is Rabbi David Felsenthal. We're learning Bava Kamma, the fifth chapter, Mishnahs 5 and 6. Mishnah 5. Hachofer bor b'rshus ha-yachid, ufsacho l'rshus ha-rabim, o b'rshus ha-rabim, ufsacho l'rshus ha-yachid, b'rshus ha-yachid, ufsacho l'rshus ha-yachid, acher chayev. So if a person digs a pit in a private domain, and it opens it to the public, or a public domain and opens into the private domain, or in a private domain and open to another private domain, he's chayiv. Hachofer bor b'rshus harabim, if a person digs a pit in the b'rshus harabim, public domain, v'nafal asocho shor or chamor, v'meis chayiv. And into it ox or a donkey falls, right, into it and dies, then he's chayiv. Echad hachofer bor. So, if a person digs a bor, siach umaara, charitzin unitzin, chayev. So, if he digs a bor, a pit, a trench, a cavern, channels, or ditches, he's chayev. Imkein, lama nemar bor? So, why is it written pit? Ma bor sheyesh bo kedei lahamis asara tefachim, af kol sheyesh bo kedei lahamis asara tefachim. Just as a pit which has sufficient to cause death, in other words, it will cause, if it's deep enough to cause death, if it's 10 tefachim, so any which have, anything that will cause death with tefen tefachim should be included. Hayopchusin misar tefachim, if they're less than 10 tefachim, and if they're less than 10 tefachim, and in it falls a shor or chamor, an ox or a donkey, so then you're pater. And if they're injured by it, so that he's chayev. So we're starting here with this Mishnah till the end of the parak with the laws of bor, laws of pit damages. Okay, and so what type of a pit is a person chayev for? So, again, like we said, if he dug a pit in a private domain and it opened into the public domain, and he dug it in the public domain and it opened, obviously if he started and ended in the public domain as well, okay, or if he digs it in the public domain and it opens into the private domain, so someone who's walking in the public domain could fall into it, and let's say he declared the pit hefker, ownerless, so that anyone is permitted to enter it, right? Still, he's chayev for damages that are caused by the pit. The general rule is that the location of the opening of the pit is the determining factor of if he's chayev or not. The location of the bottom of the pit makes absolutely no difference. So if he digs a pit in the public domain, and then an ox or a donkey fall into it, he's chayev, because it says if a man opens a pit or a man digs a pit and does not cover it, and an ox or a donkey falls into it, the owner of the pit shall make restitution, give money to their owner. The Chachamim explain, why is it necessary for the Torah to write if a man opens or if a man digs? If he's chayev for opening it, of course he's chayev for digging it. The Torah mentions both to say that he's chayev for the action of opening and for the action of digging. It follows from this that if a person digs or opens a pit in the public domain, he's chayev, even though the pit is not in his domain, but rather in the public domain. And so it's not really his pit, but he dug it or opened it there. The Torah considers him the owner of it as far as damages go. So, and we said, if it digs a pit, circular excavation, a trench, a long narrow excavation, a cavern, a square, a covered excavation, channels, wide square excavations, similar to a cavern but without a covering, ditches are excavations which are narrow at the bottom and wide at the top. He's chayev for all of this. So why is it just right pit? It's to teach us that just as a pit causes death if it's 10 tefachim deep, so any type of excavation which has sufficient depth to cause death, which the measure of which is 10 tefachim, you'd be chayev for. Okay? And again, if he's just injured, you're chayev to pay full damages, because an excavation of the slightest death is capable of causing damage. Now, the Amoraim in the Gemara disagree as to whether the Torah-imposed obligation for a death caused by a pit applies when the animal died due to the heat of the pit, or it when it died from the blow it sustained, but not from the heat. So the law is in accordance with Shmuel, who holds that the damage caused by the pit the Torah refers to its heat, and certainly to the blow as well. So it follows from this that if the pit were filled with shorn wool, the owner of the pit is liable. Similarly, if the person builds a high mound in a public domain and an animal received a blow from it and died, he has to pay if the mound were 10 tefachim high. If it was less than 10 tefachim, then he's exempt from the death, but he would still be obligated to pay full damages. Mishnah 6. Bor shel shnei shutafin, two partners, a pit owned by two partners. Avar alav harishon v'lo kisahu, v'ashenu v'lo kisahu, hasheni chayev. If the first one passed by, didn't cover it, and the second one did not cover it, the second one is the one who's chayev. Kisahu harishon uva hasheni umatu megula v'lo kisahu hasheni chayev. And if the first one covered it and the second one came and found it uncovered and didn't cover it, the second one is chayev. Kisahu kiroi v'nafal esocho shura chamor v'ames patzer. If it's covered properly and the ox or donkey fell into it and died, then he's patzer. Lo kisahu kiroi, but if he didn't cover it properly, v'nafal esocho shura chamor v'ames chayev. And into it a donkey or an ox fell, then he is chayev. If it died. Nafal afan of Mikol Hakriya Chayev. And if it fell forward because of the sound of the digging, of the excavating, he's Chayev. Lachrav Mikol Hakriya Pater. But if it fell backwards because of the sound of the excavation, of the digging, then he's Pater. V'nafal esocho shor v'kelav v'nishtabru, chamor v'kelav v'niskaru, chayav al behema upater al hakelim. So if an ox or its implements, its utensils, fell into it and they were broken, a donkey and its harness and they were torn, he's chayav for the animal, but exempt for the utensils, for the implements. Nafal esocho shor cheresh, shotev v'katan, chayav. Ben or bas, Evido ama pater. So if a deaf mute or someone who's mentally challenged or minor ox, we're talking about oxes, not a person, fell into it, he's chayev. If it was a son or a daughter, a bondman or a bondwoman, he's pater. Okay, so again, they're partners. It is in their courtyard. The pit belongs to both of them. They declared the domain hefker, but did not declare the pit hefker. If they declared the pit hefker as well, there'd be no chiv, because they dug it with permission, and now the pit's ownerless. So if the first passed by and didn't cover it, and the second one did not cover it, the second one's chayev. The Gemara explains the second one is chayev only after the first one gives from his dali. Rashi explains the dali is to mean the cover of the pit. So the first one opened it, the second one came and found him. The first one gave him the dali, the cover, and he didn't go ahead and he was supposed to cover it, and he didn't, so he's chayev. Now, if the first one covered it and the second one uncovered it and didn't cover it, he's obviously chayev, right? Now, if the first one had also not covered it, then they'd both be chayev. Because that's not a case where the first one gave the second one the cover and said cover it. Okay. Now, if the ox or the donkey falls into it, the cover became wormy and therefore wasn't holding up well. They had covered it properly to begin with, though. Then he's putzer. It's beyond his control. If they didn't cover it properly, so then which is a covering that could withstand the weight of camels, then he's chayev. If the ox fell forward into the pit because of the sound of the excavating, the pit was already dug. The person entered it to deepen it or widen it. The ox stood on the edge of the pit, became frightened by the sound, and fell into it and died. He's chayev because he died due to falling into the pit. But if he fell backward behind the pit, then he's patur because the damage didn't come directly from the pit, but because the animal was frightened by the sound of excavating. And that's an indirect cause. It's a grama. And therefore, he's putzer. Now, if the plow or the harness of the ox fell into it and were broken, or the donkey's pack saddle and saddle and they were torn, So again, it says an ox or donkey fell there. That excludes the implements. Now, if an ox, which is a deaf mute or is mentally deficient or is a minor, hasn't learned how to plow yet, falls in, okay, he's chayev because the ox doesn't know how to take care of itself yet. A normal ox, which fell into the pit during the day, though, the owner would be putter because an ox knows how to take care of itself and avoid falling into a pit during the day when it's obvious like that. A son or a daughter, even if they're minors, or a Canaanite slave, man or woman, fell into it, the owner of the pit is exempt because it's talking about an ox in the Torah and not a human being. Tomorrow we'll do Mishnah 7 and 8.